Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Grace Fox. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Deuteronomy 1:21.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 1:21. See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Life was comfortable and we, as a family, had a lot going our way. My husband had a job as a civil engineer. We enjoyed living in a fairly new lakefront home. Our kids were enrolled in a good school, and we loved being involved in a local church. We could have happily spent the rest of our lives in that situation, except God had other plans. They involved entering career ministry at the year-round Christian camp where we'd met 16 years earlier. Moving into this volunteer-based ministry meant making drastic changes. We would no longer have an income, so we would have to live off our savings until we could develop a team of financial ministry partners. We would have to sell our house and move into a camp-owned facility. We'd leave our kids' school, our friends and relatives, and our beloved church behind to move from urban USA to rural Canada. To say it was a little unnerving is a gross understatement. This was a huge faith test for us. Fear of the unknown reared its head more than once as we packed and prepared to pull up our roots, and we constantly had to remind ourselves of two truths. First, God had been faithful to us in the past, therefore we could trust him to be faithful in the future. And second, God loved us. If he was truly leading us to this new land and ministry, then our role was to believe that he had everything under control. Today's verse recalls a huge faith test the Israelites faced. God had promised them that they would possess the land of Canaan. When the time came to move in, the people asked Moses to send 12 spies into the land first. They thought the spies could determine the best route for them to take and give them fair warning about what to expect so they could prepare themselves for what lay ahead. That sounded reasonable, right? Unfortunately, things didn't happen as hoped. The 12 spies returned bearing figs, pomegranates, and grapes bigger than any they'd ever seen. They acknowledged that, yes, the land was good, but then fear reared its head. Of the 12 spies, 10 focused on the obstacles, mainly giant-sized inhabitants and fortified cities. They said the inhabitants of a land would crush them like bugs, and they convinced the masses that entering the promised land was a very bad idea. In essence, they were saying that everything God had told them about the land proved trustworthy and true. Everything, that is, except the part about his helping them overcome the enemies. Moses tried to get the people to change their minds. Deuteronomy 1:29 says, "Don't be shocked or afraid of them. The Lord your God is going ahead of you. He will fight for you, just as you saw him do in Egypt. And you saw how the Lord your God cared for you all along the way as you traveled through the wilderness, just as a father cares for his child. Now he's brought you to this place. Deuteronomy 1:32 tells us that even after all the Lord their God did for them, they still refused to trust him. The story took a tragic turn when the 10 spies died right there on the spot. The rest of the congregation died, never having entered the promised land, and all because of unbelief. Unbelief says God is not big enough to meet our needs or make a way to do what he's called us to do. It doubts his love and intent toward us, and it declares that we know better than he does. It removes the crown of kingly authority from his head and puts it squarely on our own. And because our beliefs influence our behaviors, unbelief always results in disobedience. My friend, when God leads you into a faith-testing opportunity, don't allow unbelief to lead you the opposite direction. If fear rears its head, counteract it by recalling God's faithfulness in the past. How has he provided for your physical needs? How has he given guidance for major decisions? How has he given you strength to go on when all you felt was weak? But there's more. Moses urged the people to recall how God's faithfulness helped them in the past, but he also urged them to remember how the Lord had cared for them as a father cares for his child. This was like saying, remember, God loves you. He has only your best interest in mind. Unbelief is often rooted in a misunderstanding of God's love for us. If only we could grasp its fullness, how bold and unafraid we would be to follow his lead into the unknown. When fear interferes with our ability to obey God and follow him on a faith-stretching journey, let's remember that he proved the depth of his love for us when he died on our behalf. He did the most difficult thing ever, and he did it for us. He is absolutely trustworthy, so we can obey him and trust him for the outcome. Let's pray. God, we praise you for being faithful all the time. We praise you too for demonstrating your love by sending Jesus to die, even when we were still sinners. When you lead us into new territory, please remind us to keep our eyes on you and not the obstacles. We are so grateful that we can follow you and trust you to care for us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting JenniferSlatteryLivesOutLoud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting GraceFox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit LifeAudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.